A lot of people have traveled to Mexico in recent days, not just to visit family, but to be there today for the end of days. It's a winter solstice today here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's also a day that's generated a lot of buzz among historians and New Age spiritualists. They say an ancient Mayan calendar predicts the end of an era or possibly even a doomsday. So for our GeoQuiz, we're looking for the name of a famous Mayan site on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It's where people have gathered around ceremonial fires near an ancient Mayan pyramid, blowing conch shells and generally bearing witness to the prophetic moment. Who better to make sense of all this and to answer our quiz than our friend and reporter Frank Contreras. Tell us where you are, Frank. What's around you?
Well, I'm surrounded by people dressed in white. There's a huge pyramid with very characteristic steps going up it. And it's in the location called Chichen Itza. Chichen Itza, Yucatan, Mexico.
Chichen Itza. Now, this site, what's the significance of it for the prophecy of doomsday today, the 21st of December?
Well, this is one of the most important pyramid sites of the Mayan civilization. It's one of the most spectacular pyramids in what was the Mesoamerican civilization of those ancient people. They, of course, were great mathematicians who knew how to read planetary movements and grow their crops according to that. And they used advanced mathematics skills to create pyramids and other structures. And their civilization is said to have disappeared. Experts say they don't know why that occurred. But where I am now, it's basically an important sacred site, and people who want to connect with that kind of energy are here today.
Is this doomsday watch at Chichen Itza a serious affair for true believers or kind of a party?
It's really kind of a mix of the two, I'll tell you. Very few people I spoke with today believe that the world is going to end on this Friday, the 21st. It's the end of the Mayan calendar date called 13 Bactun, and it was a more than 5,000-year cycle that basically came to an end on this day. Some people read that as meaning the end of time, that today it will all come crashing down. But scholars that I spoke with who are also here at the pyramid site today tell me that no, in fact, that's not the case. It's just the end of a cycle and a new one will begin. And so people here are really more in a celebratory mood, I would say. They're happy to be here. You see people doing meditations, raising incense. They're looking up at the sun. You see a lot of people here, actually, from all around the world. People speaking Russian, Arabic, Chinese, and of course there are a huge number of Americans here.
I would imagine with tens of thousands of people there, Frank, there are going to be a few hawkers trying to cash in on the madness.
Absolutely. You can buy obsidian stone axes and arrows, the kinds that were used back in pre-Hispanic days. You can find Aztec calendars. Of course, that has nothing to do with the Mayans, but right. They're on sale here. And you can see any sort of drums and these kinds of things, symbols from the ancient people here, things you can wear around your neck, something you can hang on the wall if you'd like, plaques, all sorts of things. And so, people are definitely cashing in on this.
So aside from the end-of-the-world fear-mongering, what is the experience like of being there at that pyramid? I mean, did you climb up the pyramid, Frank?
You're not allowed to do that, actually. The Mexican government is very careful in protecting these pyramid sites, and so they let you come up to it to a certain degree, but you really can't get on the pyramid or touch it in this case. Basically, what we saw here are a great number of people from around the world. But what you don't see are the Mayan people who are still, of course, alive, the ancestors of this great civilization. They live in villages just outside of the Chichen Itza pyramid ruin sites. And a lot of these people still speak the Mayan language. Many of them are losing the language. They try to dress more Western style now. They leave behind the Mayan language of their ancestors and opt to speak Spanish instead. They tell me that's so they don't feel excluded. A great number of them, of course, are living in very poor conditions. And so what you have are the ancestors of the Mayan people just outside of the pyramid areas, struggling today, probably making about $20 a day, when they work a full day, 10 to 12 hours. And then people here in the sites enjoying this gorgeous archaeological site, but, having nothing to do with the Mayan culture. And so there's this kind of strange divide going on here in this magical spiritual moment.
Yeah, it's a pretty stark contrast. You'll be pleased to know, Frank, that the U.S. Geological Survey's earthquake specialist said that absolutely nothing out of the ordinary had been detected in seismic activity, solar flares, volcanoes, or the Earth's geomagnetic field. But humor us, you know? Can you give us some fake sound effects of the end of the world, some rumbling or something? Very nice. Frank Contreras at the Mayan ruins of Chichen Itza, the answer to our geoquiz today. Always good to speak with you, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco. Bye.
A lot of people in China were worried about the end of days prophecy. You can hear our story on China's apocalyptic fixation at theworld.org. Also, thanks to all who played our geotexting game today, especially Al in Lake Grove, Oregon, Larissa in Seattle, and Macharia in Lenexa, Kansas. To those of you who incorrectly guessed Cancun, Machu Picchu, or Oaxaca, try again next time. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.